Welcome. I'm Danielle Sally.
And I'm Eva Fusaw.
And you're listening to Ghost Boss, stories about the freelance afterlife. Hey, Ghosties.
Y'all, I felt so confident.
So confident
about coming in here today. I've had a good morning and I was like, we're going to do the pod. It's going to be great. And I was like, Danielle, we can get so much done because like we got like sound check done last time so fast.
And what was my response to that?
Don't jinx it.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened?
34 minutes in, I've had to restart my computer.
Which normally is not an issue, but I have to run to the dentist to get my Invisalign today. Right. So
y'all are going to get a delightful clip of me doing a sound check where I'm really grumpy.
I think the listeners deserve to hear our sound checks, honestly.
I'm not going to lie. The clip is probably the most representative clip of me to possibly ever exist.
In general, I think our sound clip. Sorry.
Anyways, so hi.
Hi, Eva. How are you?
Otherwise, I'm doing good. So I decided, you know, you've told me to stop doing so much rage music on my way in.
Yeah. And you pulled in and I just heard music a blasting.
So it was not rage music,
what
though.
What were you listening to? It's,
they're called The Midnight.
Okay.
They're like synthwave.
Okay. So what was your vibe you were going for then?
I don't know. I heard a song from them a couple of days ago and I've just like it's stuck.
Right.
So, sure. Okay. So it's a lot more chill.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a good mood today. I saged, not raged
there,
today.
That's what we need on
yeah,
a t-shirt.
Yeah.
My mom got me a feast mode shirt because she saw it at a store and she got it. And she's like, you have that episode.
Oh, sweetness.
But now we need to actually go make a sage, not rage shirt.
Sage, not rage. I did sage this morning. I had a very busy morning, but nonetheless, I saged. I did not rage.
Good.
So let's see if we have a better recording today. Danielle had to cut out 20 minutes from the last episode because Eva was rambling.
I did warn you I'd have
to. No. I know. I was too sassy. Yeah. So I've caffeinated less and saged more today.
The best part was Eva was confident. No, you don't have to cut that much. And then I sent her the edit. She's like, no, you're going to have to cut that.
Yeah.
All right.
Anywho. So
today.
Hello.
We were looking through a list of topics mm-hmm. and we both decided we wanted to talk about this one topic, which is social media. Yeah. That kind of sounds like the sound check. But I am just like, this week's going to be nuts because I go to New York City tomorrow. I have a 6 a.m. flight. And so Monday and today's a Tuesday. I've packed in all the things possible, including getting my Invisalign.
Just real quick. She's just going to pop in and do Invisalign just like real quick on the fly.
Yeah, just real quick.
Yeah,
why not? Just throw it in there before I go to New York. It's going to be a great idea.
I'm sure.
I didn't get many options. So I'm packing all this stuff in and I was thinking about it and I'm like, okay, one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to get all the Ghost Boss.
Yeah. Danielle runs all of our socials. So if you like our social, thank Danielle.
Please thank me because I don't like doing so.
And you can thank her by engaging with the post. I don't care if this sounds like I'm begging.
I'm not above begging. Please. It's like the way I feel when I get a like.
The Aries in her is just
the
like,
Aries
give me more.
In me. I just go back and refresh. Did I get a like? Did I get a like? I think this is why I hate social because I, you know, you put this effort in or sometimes you put no effort in.
Right.
And it's just like, you're just looking, am I getting that like yet?
Right.
Did I get a comment yet?
Right.
It's been 5 minutes. I've got nothing. I posted a cute little sticker mock-up on my own.
I saw it.
DanielleSally.creative.
Did I like it? I don't know. It was right before bed.
Did you go like it?
Well, I can't because I'm recording with my phone for the video, but I will after this.
I think it was like account reach 24. And I'm like, ma'am, what am I doing wrong? And I'm like, okay, it's been posted for 3 minutes. I need to chill. But this is how I feel about social media. But I say all this because I wanted to schedule everything in advance.
Yes.
But something I make a point to do is when I'm going on a trip, try and capture all the B-roll I can so that I can make a nice little reel when I get back. But man, the people that exhaust me, Eva, are the people when I go with them on these trips and they are posting in real time. And
that is more me.
You're one of them.
I post real time. It's funny.
I don't know how.
Oh.
No, I mean, I know physically.
No. But you don't think about it. So I'm much better about doing it as I go than thinking about doing it later. Because once I've left and I'm doing something else, either one of two things has happened. I'm doing something else that I'm thinking about maybe posting on social, or I'm actively like, I don't want to do social right now.
Sorry, my face right now is like, oh my God, because everything you're saying is the exact opposite.
Really?
Yeah, because when I am there and I'm in the moment, I will think, I'll snap a photo, I'll take a video. I am not thinking about getting on Instagram. I don't want to touch Facebook. I don't want to get on LinkedIn.
No, I want to
I want a well-crafted.
No. I want to post it now and then I want to turn it off and then keep doing whatever I'm doing. Cause then when I come back in 4 hours, I'll see all the engagement then.
Yeah.
Like part of it is that I'm not going to make it sound like it's super conscious because I think part of this is just like what I do.
Yeah, that's fair.
But part of it is like, I'll snap because I feel like stories and stuff like that are supposed to be done in real time.
Well, stories are the things like I try to do that in real time because it does, it makes more sense in real time. But I'll see people like posting actual post on the posting. Oh, yeah.
I have to.
With a caption.
I've only done one like real like where like I took a bunch of like B-roll of a weekend and like I put it all together.
I started doing more and more of
yours are great.
Well, and the reason I started doing more and more of this because you do see better results with some of these reels. And so I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do now. I'm going to do more reels. Not the strategy isn't just do more reels. Like I'm intentional with them,
right.
But I do see better results with them. So I've tried to at least get B-roll when I'm there.
I'm actually glad we're talking about this today. Cause I was talking to somebody else about social last week, a professor. And so we were talking about the different types of social and like how, cause I was specifically saying about like how few people that I'm still in touch with that I graduated with. And I'm still in touch with a couple of professors, but not a ton. Mm-hmm. And part of that is just my age, right? Like social media wasn't as big when I graduated. Yeah. So it was just harder to stay connected. And I was making a comment on like, everybody graduating now is going to have an easier time to stay connected.
Yeah.
And so this particular professor was like, yeah, I have like an Instagram account where I follow student accounts and that's how I try to keep up with people.
Yep.
Because otherwise, how are you going to find them in 10 years?
Right.
And so that then led to a larger conversation about social media. And now I want to have that whole conversation with you.
Oh, good.
So like stretching my arms.
I've got all the feelings.
Part of why I'm irritated with social media.
Is it social media?
Well, I don't. I get
social's in the name. I've already.
Oh, no, I'm there. No. I'm here. I think it's two things. I do so much B2B social media work, like in LinkedIn, and then trying to like switch my brain from that to something that's going to resonate on Instagram is hard.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
I feel like I do decent on my personal Instagram, but my business Instagram, Danielle, I'm going to be honest with you. I only post so you don't yell at me.
Well, I appreciate it.
I hate populating my business Instagram account. I absolutely hate it.
It's so funny to me because
I only get a few likes and I don't know if it's the content. I don't know if it's because I don't have a big following.
It's probably all of that.
I don't post much because I'm annoyed.
You're not in anyone's algorithm because you're not posting anything.
I know. Like, oh yeah. Cause like I shared a Ghost Boss post last night in my stories and I checked and it had 40 viewers.
Yeah.
But like something that I posted in my personal stories like a couple of days ago had like 200 viewers.
Because you're constantly posting on your personal. There's sometimes too, you post stuff to your personal. I'm like, this would have been such good content for your business.
Well, comment and tell me that and I'll delete it and repost it.
I can't share your personal. So I'm like, I want you to put this.
Well, tell me that.
I'll tell you that.
Whitney does that sometimes.
I'll stop yelling at you.
Whitney will like text me or she'll just straight up comment where people could see. She'd be like, Eva, this should have gone on your
account,
business account.
Wrong account, ma'am.
So that's part of it. And two, as an elder millennial, I was there at the birth of social media.
Yeah.
When we could do anything and it was fine. And part of it too is that I think, I don't know, maybe other millennials feel this way. Maybe you don't. Like, I have to work harder to understand like what's going to land.
Sure.
And it's frustrating because for 15 years, I was the entire demographic.
Yeah.
Not just me as a human.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, everything we did, like,
we were the first ones allowed on Facebook.
It was just different then. And then like, and, oh my God, you want to have an anxiety attack. Go check out your memories on Facebook and see what you posted 12 years ago.
My personal favorites are like, because the way that once statuses were a thing, because you remember the wall used to just be an open text field and you can delete anyone's messages.
Yes. Also, side note, somebody poked me the other day.
Well, that's Facebook?
Yes. Like 2 weeks ago.
No, that's still there.
I didn't know either.
But like statuses, it used to always say Danielle.
Oh, your name. Is. And so you had to like.
So all of our statuses would be like playing tennis today.
Is what, playing tennis yes. today. Not I am playing tennis right. today. Danielle's.
It, and it's is like, why did today. I feel the need to tell all my Facebook friends?
Well, some of these things I look back and I'm like, this should have been a text thread. Yes. Why am I making. Why am I making like plans and telling people where I'm going to be later?
I don't know. It's wild.
Just like open forum style.
Wild.
And then it's interesting because every now and then I'll come across like an exchange like that. And it's like somebody I'm like, I don't remember who that is.
Yeah.
But apparently we hung out a lot. And I'm like, who are you?
I've gotten to that point. I've had names pop up on the newsfeed. And I'm like, who?
Who? Are you?
What? Like. When did I meet you? At what point? Like, and then I have to go see the mutual friends. I'm like, oh, it's that person.
Yeah.
But like, if there's not that many mutual friends, I'm like, why? And I had this conversation with someone recently about like where you're more likely to accept a follower. Mm. And Facebook, I'm kind of particular. Mm. On who I'm accepting. Okay. Instagram, I'm real particular. Probably because I post a lot on Instagram.
Yeah.
A lot in the scheme of thing, like of my social
media. Relative yeah. to what
and
else.
And then you? LinkedIn.
Oh, I'll take anybody on LinkedIn because you might.
I said the same thing.
You might give me a job.
You might give me a job. You might be a new client. You might know someone that's going to want to work with me. Like, I'll right. accept them all.
Oh, God. I could have like only gotten your name at a conference and I will find you on LinkedIn.
With the one exception, if I have no mutual friends with you, not one connection.
That won't stop me.
But I usually, like, if I have at least a connection with you, I will likely follow.
Oh, like if, okay, I see.
I am bad about, like, leaving people in my inbox forever, though.
Oh, I do that.
It's not intentional. I just do it. I'm sorry. I see it and then I ignore it because I want to go back and see. But I'm horrible about the amount of people that just stay in my inbox.
It depends. Sometimes I leave them in purgatory. Sometimes I bring them in right away. Yeah. Depends. I don't know. And also, you know, what we do touches social so much yes. that I feel like a lot of people ask us to do it and it's fine, but I would really rather you hire somebody to do yeah. social strategy. Now I say that as somebody, I do social strategy for a lot of B2B clients, which for them, what I do is perfectly fine. Yes. But if you really need something like a lot more robust, you're talking like directly to consumers, yeah. Like I can hammer together something pretty basic for you.
Yes.
But like, I'd rather somebody write it and I do the graphics.
I will gladly, exactly. I will gladly make the graphics you need. I will gladly put that together.
Yeah.
You know, any of the social assets you need, I'm all for it. But actual posting and all of that, I will refer you to someone else because it's just not it's not a service I want to offer. Right.
Danielle, do we want to talk about the fact that we thought we were going to start a TikTok for this yeah, podcast?
So first off, I don't even have a TikTok for myself.
Oh, I do.
Because it was just going to be one more. Actually, you know, the main reason I don't have a TikTok for myself, it is because people would send me.
Her arms are going, like y'all. You. She is sassin. Maybe you should have saged and outraged this morning.
I probably should have. Like people like Eva will constantly send me TikToks. Oh, and yeah. when I click on the link,
It's a curated list. I do not send you everything.
Oh, I enjoy it. But when I click on them, they'll open in my browser.
Yes.
But if I have TikTok downloaded to my phone,
yes.
it forces me to open the app uh-huh. and then I have to make an account. But I don't have to do that if I just don't have TikTok on my phone. So I'm like, I'm not downloading it for that reason. Because I can't take one more social account. I have nothing to say about TikTok. I just cannot take on one more social account.
If somebody told me you had to delete Facebook to keep TikTok,
ooh,
I would do it. Facebook now like just doesn't do as much. I mean, like honestly, if I could, and maybe I'll do this. I've gotten on almost every social platform there is.
Yeah.
And then whether or not I stay on it is a little different. I was on Twitter in the early days. I still have an account. I just never go on it.
Same.
I was on Be Real for a little while.
Did you get on Threads?
I have an account. I don't ever post to it.
I keep being told I keep getting new followers, but I don't look at it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I was on Snapchat a very long time ago.
I did finally delete Snapchat.
Yeah. I was on something called Yik Yak.
Oh, yeah.
A really long time ago.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're hopping on all of them.
I try them all and then...
Well, I kind of feel like we have to try them all because someone's going to come to us and say, I need a graphic for this. And then we have to be able to make a graphic for that. Because you know what drives me nuts? When I'm on Instagram and someone posts a video that's either a square or a portrait size, but they post it as a video, well, Instagram will instantly take a video and make it a reel. Nothing drives me more nuts than opening it and it's a square and it's in reel and you have all that empty space. These are things that drive me nuts.
Do you know what irritates me? That all of these platforms are viewed on your phone and they cannot get on the same page about the mother flipping dimensions.
Same? Can't they be the same?
So
they're all on our phone.
One of the political campaigns I worked on, they brought in like a true social media strategist. And it was really great. He was wonderful to work with. And so one of the things he did is he gave me like all of these like specs for like all of our social posts. And like for a lot of my clients, I just make everything a square, especially if it's not video. Like I just make everything a square. Yeah. It's fine. But he's like, no, like this is what it needs to look like to optimize. And I was like, that's fine. He's like, but like, this is what you need to make everything. If there's one image on Twitter, but if there's four images on Twitter, you have to make them this size.
Yeah.
And if there's three images on LinkedIn, you have to make them. And I was just like, and he's right.
Not wrong.
I'm not mad at him. Like he is right. I am mad at these programmers out in California.
They just
next to the not real USC.
They were not considerate when thinking about design.
I'm just irritated.
It's because so annoying.
How many hours do I waste?
Yeah. I am like, I do most of my static posts. I'm doing everything portrait because I want to utilize more space. But the one the thing I did have some portrait size videos. A little tip for everyone. If you don't want it to show up as a reel in Instagram, just make it a carousel. Pick another static image to follow it. Mm-hmm. Then you have it and it has to be within the feed. It doesn't open up in a reel. And then it won't show up in your reel tab either on Instagram. I've had to like, it drives me this nuts that I've had to figure out workarounds for it because there's some things I don't want it to be that tall.
That's why people do social media full time for their job. So they know this sort of stuff. So like,
yeah.
James, that was the person that I worked with. James just told me, like, you have to do this way. And, like, I was annoyed. Not at James. Once again, delightful person. I was annoyed that I had to resize everything so many times.
Yeah.
It's part of my job, whatever. But, like, that's why I enjoy working with people who do this all day.
Yeah.
So that they can keep up with what does what.
Right.
And things like that. And then, interestingly, I was doing some work for Child Abuse Prevention Month. Mm-hmm. And I do it, like, every April.
Yeah.
And Facebook will not let you put the words child and abuse in a graphic.
Yeah.
Even if it's about prevention.
Yeah.
And so like I had to rework all these social content that worked on Instagram.
Right.
And I had to rewrite the copy, but then you can't get too many words on it because it'll kick it back. I'm tired.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
I just appreciate when people like write out my specs. Like,
yeah.
And if not, I can do it. I can use my hours doing it. But I feel so overwhelmed.
It's too many options.
And that's why I just do my personal stuff because like there doesn't have to be strategy behind personal stuff.
No, there's no strategy in personal.
Right. I'm like, I don't know. I thought this picture was cool.
Yeah.
Here's a random like indigenous rights.
Yeah.
Like fact. Here's me and my kid.
Exactly.
Like eating dinner. Oh, and look, my dog looks weird. Like Eva got a coffee. Like it's just, that's just my day.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't feel as pressured. And then also like on my personal social, I can go quiet. I haven't posted in like 3 days.
Yeah.
2 or 3 days. Just because I've been busy.
I love that. Like that's a long time.
It is for you. It is. Danielle, sometimes I have like 10 Insta stories rolling at the same time, but I haven't posted in like 2 or 3 days because I've been busy and nobody, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
I will say when social media reached a point where like pages were introduced to Facebook and businesses can get on.
I got another thing on that. You go.
That was such a rough time as a designer, because I remember clients coming to me like, we don't need websites anymore.
Well, calm
down.
Because
we can have Facebook pages. And I'm like, no.
Right.
But then so many people expect graphic designers to maintain social, because at the time, social media managers, that was way too new of a thing mm-hmm. that those jobs were just getting created.
Right.
So in the very beginning, it kind of all fell on us graphic designers or marketers or wherever you were in that spectrum. And it was just, it was a wild time. But I just remembered how much I hated it because it's 24/7.
That's another thing that's exhausting. But also, side caveat, if I manage your social accounts, this doesn't mean I'm mad. I'm doing fine. Because most of my stuff is B2B and that stuff is not like around the clock.
Yeah.
So like part of it is I've cultivated like a smaller group. But yeah, it's exhausting. Like I shouldn't say ever. It would be I would be reluctant to work on a very large brand for social.
Yeah.
Without somebody between me and the other side, because I have seen and got my popcorn to watch when some of the, like something spins out of control. And like, I don't have a crisis background.
Yeah.
I don't do PR.
No, there's a reason.
You can call one of my friends.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that though.
Yeah. Like I know people. I know plenty of people.
I know people.
But I do not want to be one of them.
Yeah. I just, and then like I was looking recently at my personal social and it's interesting. The things that got a lot of likes and the things that didn't, like I don't always get it.
Oh, well, here's the things. This way I always find wild. So I do have a method for how we post to our ghost boss social.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you're listening to this, please make me feel better. Go like all the posts.
I get a little text from her every now and then about like, this was our funniest video and nobody.
But like, then we'll have some that have like the most views ever. Yeah. And it was like, I'm like, why did that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is so frustrating. You just don't know. You don't know what's going to suddenly get into everyone's feed.
Well, and it's not just us. So I am on TikTok a lot, which is a bit of a different beast. And if I had to like trim down all my social, I'd probably keep TikTok, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Like I'd get rid of everything else. I mean, I keep the accounts because I have to go look at them for work, but like those three would be fine.
Yeah.
It's funny because you'll see something go viral on TikTok. And there's some influencers that like their whole account is that way.
Sure.
But like I'll see something go viral and then I'll go look at the rest of their account and it's like 50 likes.
Yeah.
40 likes.
Once you really like dive into it, it's like, is any of this real?
I mean, I had a video like that. One of my videos on TikTok got 56,000 likes.
It's insane.
And then the rest got like 30.
Right.
My account's private now, y'all. So like, don't go try to look for it.
You're like 56. Shutting that down.
Well, I don't know. I was playing around with it a lot and I was going to do some stuff with it. And then I decided not to.
Yeah.
And I wasn't putting a lot of personal information out there anyways, but I decided to like close it off for a little bit. Cause I don't want to delete those things. Cause there's a footprint, but like, I didn't want to like leave the door open for everybody.
Makes sense.
But another thing that irritates me about social media.
Share.
So I have a business Instagram account.
Yes.
That I get irritated with, that I reluctantly post from.
For us.
Yes. But I like to pre-schedule stuff on it. So I have to feed it into, do you use a like scheduling system?
So I used to way back when.
Yeah.
And again, maybe it's just, I'm very particular, but like,
or
I like to work within the platform. So I will sometimes use Meta Business. It's a thing. Sometimes I just do it directly into the platform. I did use Hootsuite for a long time.
Yeah.
It's probably a lot better than back when I used, it was great for back at the time, but then like now there's so many different options for like, each platform. And again, all the sizes are different. So sometimes I'm like, it's just easier to log in and I'm not doing that many different channels.
So I manage 20 something channels.
Ugh.
Yeah.
There's my grunting. Uh-huh.
I manage 20 something channels and I'm sometimes pre-scheduled. Well, every week I'm pre-scheduling content.
Yeah.
Probably pre-scheduling at least 15 posts for the next week on various different accounts. And then sometimes I'm pre-scheduling stuff 2, 3, 4 months out.
Yeah.
So I have to have a scheduler.
Yeah.
And I'm also I'm on Instagram and I'm on Facebook and I'm on LinkedIn. I think those are the only platforms I pre-schedule on.
Yeah.
So I have to have a scheduler. I use Buffer. I don't love it. It's fine. I'd like it because it's the cheapest of all the options.
Yeah.
Because these scheduling things are so expensive for like a small business.
Ridiculous.
Like it's insane, but like I have to have it.
Yeah.
But I can't then go like turn around and charge my clients $200 extra a month.
Yeah.
To pre-schedule. So Anyways, this to get your Instagram account tied to Buffer.
Yeah.
It's true of all the schedulers.
Yep.
You have to go through the MetaSuite.
Yep.
But you cannot connect it unless you also have a Facebook account.
It's the we're not even going to do a GhostBoss Facebook page. And that was our whole thing. We were like, we're not doing, we picked which social platforms we were going on. Like, let's not do a Facebook page because that just doesn't
right.
make sense.
It just doesn't,
In order to set up everything, I had to.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I don't really mess with it too much.
Do you post to it?
I post to it.
Okay.
But it's like six people that are viewing
it. Well, that's the thing. Like, so for my business account, I started, I mean, like I got on the phone with customer service and all that kind of, or like chat. No, I didn't call anybody. I got the chat. And they were like, you have to have a Facebook page or it will not like connect. And so I started a Facebook page. Do not go look for my business Facebook page. There's nothing on it.
Yeah.
There's not even a graphic. Like there's nothing on it. And I'm so annoyed. I'm so irritated.
Well, because sometimes not every platform makes sense. And I get it. Meta's all tied together. It's fine. But I didn't necessarily feel like we were going to get that much engagement on Facebook the way that we would on Instagram and LinkedIn because of what we're talking about.
Right.
And Facebook just didn't seem like the platform that we needed to be on.
Yeah.
The other two made sense. If we had more time, I'm sure TikTok would be a great place, but
yeah, but we don't, and maybe we'll scale to that point.
Yeah.
Maybe when I'm not president of AAF Midlands, I'll have time to help more with social and we can do it.
You say that, I'll tell you right now, I haven't been president since 2013. You don't have more time.
Okay. Maybe. Interestingly as well, I recently was talking to a new client about some social strategy and they had a CMO on the call and he was like, are we like also adding in like Facebook groups to the social strategy? And like, I was like my head did the thing
on
the call. No, it's a thing. He was like, because like he very much knows, like he's very like experienced and knows what he's talking about. And so like, I just like my head turned because like, you wouldn't have said that unless you had a reason to bring it up. And then I was like, and he was like in LinkedIn groups. And I was like, LinkedIn groups. I stopped doing those like 3 years ago because nobody used them.
Yeah.
And I was like, are Facebook groups active? And he's like, they are.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, business Facebook? He's like, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
The only reason I haven't fully, besides just my career being what it is, but I feel like we have to kind of still be on Facebook. But the only reason I haven't like fully quit Facebook is because I had some really good Facebook groups and I only logged in for those Facebook groups.
Oh, really?
Groups.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they were very curated to what I want because the Facebook news feed is just crazy now, right? It makes no sense.
It's bananas.
Right. But like these groups that actually I've picked the content that I want specifically. So the Facebook groups make sense for me. They're all Peloton groups and things like that.
See, I'm only really in like neighborhood groups and like city groups.
Oh, dive on in there. Maybe there's a TikTok group on Facebook.
Why would there be a TikTok group on Facebook?
People want to learn the TikTok.
Stop it. Stop it. Keep that in, but stop it. But yeah, I just, it's so wide now.
Yeah.
And part of it is just, it feels weird to be, you know, we're the first digital natives, like in our generation.
Yeah.
Right? But like we were the first, we're this very interesting generation that like we're digital natives, but we remember when we didn't have the tech.
Yeah.
Right. And so like the generation that came right after us, like they are also like digital natives, but they don't remember no tech.
Yeah. Like we were the first ones on there, but we still had to print out our MapQuest.
Right. Also, I only knew HTML coding so I could like update
your MySpace.
No, my, what was the website that I used? They're like FirePage.
Oh,
what's it called?
Not FirePages. No, there was a Angel Fire?
Angel Fire.
I think so. There was like GeoSites too. Oh man, you just unlocked.
Yeah, Angel Fire.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I had so many in-synced websites. Like for the band. Now you're like unlocking all the memories.
What?
Man, I started coding early.
You can't just keep rolling. I'm sorry, what?
No, I remember I had like stars and galaxy in my background. And that's how I learned the code. I made my NSYNC fan sites. Wish those are still around. Those are some good times. Good coding times.
Oh, my God.
Is that not normal?
Not for you. Well, I can't say I've never hard coded a band page. I did. But hear me out. When I was in college, we talked about this last week about all the various classes I had to take in college. Right. So like I took computer science for 2 semesters where like I learned to code for real.
Yeah.
Not just me like bonking around trying to figure it out on my own. And I did do one of my projects. I had to like code an entire website and it could be on anything you wanted it to be. So like I couldn't pick one topic. So I just picked like all the bands I was into at the time. So I did.
See?
NSYNC was not on that list.
Okay. You do you.
It was interesting though, because at the time I didn't really understand what the professor was saying, but now I get it.
Yeah.
They were like, they made us put this like, these like random lines of code in there that didn't do anything. And then they were very specific about, I can't remember if I was supposed to capitalize everything or not capitalize everything. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand at the time why they were being so specific. I was like, I don't know, maybe they're doing that as just like, sometimes you put in checkpoints to like give very specific instructions to make sure people can follow specific instructions.
Sure.
No. What they were doing is it made it easier to check the code to see if a program wrote it and if we ripped it out of the program.
Oh,
I can't remember which way it was. I don't remember if like Dreamweaver automatically capped everything or lowercased everything, but they made us do it the opposite.
Interesting.
So it was easy to tell, like, did you actually sit down?
Yeah.
And I waited to the last minute to do my project and I coded an entire website with 20 pages in 5 hours.
Wow.
Five or 6 hours. I remember getting a bunch of Red Bulls. It's a very specific memory. I remember being in my like college apartment.
The amount of energy drinks we had to consume during art school.
Just a pile of Red Bulls. And this is a side note, but I just gotten my nails done and I used to get these like long, like French tips on my nails in college because it was.
Which doesn't make coding easier.
You could hear me like down the hallway, like, I'm just like, and I stayed up all night. I think it was due at like 8 a.m. And I started on it at like 10 p.m.
Oh, Eva, that sounds so horrible.
I know. I'm much better about deadlines now, but I stayed up all night.
It is funny thinking about like how long I waited to work on projects in college compared to now.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm great at it. And then like, why did I wait so long? Why did I do that to myself?
I mean, now if I'm working on something late, it's because something else has come up, right?
Sure.
It got pushed because something else came in or whatever. But I never want to like run up to the deadline anymore. I'm not saying I never run up to deadlines because I do, because other stuff comes in and I have to move my day around. But like, just, I was like that all through like high school and college. I got better about it closer to graduation.
Yeah.
I would just wait. Not like always.
Yeah.
Not always. But like, I just always had this confidence in myself that I could like hammer it out pretty quickly. And honestly, that confidence I still have now, like when like stuff always gets like jumbled up and I have to move things around, I'm like, well, for 20 something years.
Yeah.
Remember that time you stayed up all night with that pile of Red Bull and your long clanky nails and hammered out that website?
Oh, man.
I did fine.
All right. So we rambled again.
We're doing fine.
We were talking about social media, I think.
We were talking about social media.
And now we're talking about building band websites.
Because we were talking about being on MySpace and Angel Fire.
There we go. That's how we got there.
That's right.
I blame Angel Fire.
Angel Fire.
A lot.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, so that's how we got there. So yeah, I will do your social media.
I will not.
No. Oh, I'll do your social media. I will not do my own.
Listen,
y'all go give Danielle some likes on our social.
You're lucky enough to get Ghostboss social.
I just.
Also, I do want to take a moment because I enjoy likes. I also enjoy reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We've had some real, I appreciate so much the listeners who have gone in and left reviews.
Aww.
And they're just so great. And I'm like, this is just so nice of you to take time out of your day and give us that 5-star review.
Look, five.
We actually don't accept 4. That's weird. But, but I do want to say, I appreciate it. Just know, with every like and every review, you're making this Aries person very happy.
she needs the awards and
praise
and the shinies.
I need it.
I'm all right. I'm a Pisces. I'm
this
like,
this is why I won't do social media, because it takes too much of my energy, I think.
I don't know. I post stuff and if it lands, that's cool.
I care too much.
Sometimes I go delete stuff that didn't, that
I have gone get back a lot of and deleted stuff that I'm like, I could tell I made it in a crunch and it aesthetically didn't look, it didn't look great on my grid. So I've gone back and deleted it because I didn't think it was as pretty.
I'll delete stuff because I'm just like, wow, yeah. Eva. Like I got like, I'll go back a couple hours and I'm like, ma'am.
Yeah.
Delete. Anywho. All right. So if you do social media like strategy and stuff like, and you want to work with me, because I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Let's go there. I love making a list of people who freelance social media strategies so I could refer you to clients because I do not want to offer that service.
No. And I, like I said, I do some light social, like B2B work, like pretty standard stuff. And some of my stuff like gets good engagement on that because it's a very specific like market, but like broader stuff, like that is not my forte. So if you do social media strategy and you want to work with designers that, well, you don't have to design anything. You just write
it
down.
We'll do that for you.
I'll do it. I'll make
it
cool.
Tell me what to make.
let us know.
Excellent.
Yeah. You know, Danielle, you did not say fascinating.
Well, the social media, none of it's fascinating.
It's like your word, though. Fascinating.
It is my word. I do enjoy it. It's fascinating.
All right. Well, that's what we got this week, y'all.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll talk to you next time.
Go leave a 5-star review.
Please do.
Please.
So Danielle, stop sexing me.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Ghost Boss Podcast. And also please like and review us on your favorite podcast app.